This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you ever find, while you're reading in your Bible, a statement seems to jump out and grab your attention? I keep my eyes open for such statements. When I find one, I stop and reflect on it. I ask, why did this statement grab me? What might God be saying to me? It's important when this happens that you not limit your reflection to the statement alone. When you think you've grasped what it says, go back and read the context around the statement. If the context supports it, prayerfully apply it to your life. I call this an impact statement. I found one such statement in 1 Kings chapter 1. I almost missed it since it was in brackets in my translation. It's in verse 6. The father had never interfered with him by asking, "Why do you behave as you do?" No child likes his father to interfere in his life. Most fathers know there's a risk interfering in their child's life. But if it never happens, the child will likely be spoiled. Considering the context, it becomes clear that Adonijah indeed was spoiled. He was handsome and one of David's oldest sons. Since David was near death, Adonijah thought he could usurp the throne. David never interfered in his plans before, so it's likely he wouldn't do anything to stop him this time. When his plot was foiled, Solomon, the rightful heir to the throne, forgave him. Unfortunately, his self-interest tripped him up again. This time, it cost him his life. Take a moment to reflect on this impact statement. It will help you in ordering your life for God.